Welcome to Surfer.Gay, the podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about queer surfing community and everything from getting deep barrels to getting smashed on the lip. My name is Patrick, and my pronouns are he, him, and my co-host is...
Helena, and my pronouns are her, she.
In today's episode, Helena and I are gonna try to look through my Grindr profile and set it up in a way. So, Helena,
let's get started.
Oh, yes. So, the first thing that we have to do is set up the stats.
Okay.
Age, easy. 37, height, 170. Weight, should I put in weight?
Do people do that?
Some people do. But there is also a choice that I can say, do not show if I don't like it.
Yeah.
So.
What do you think?
I haven't put it on before. I don't know. I don't have any preferences.
I don't know if I would. No. I'm just like, who cares anyway? Yeah. Or like.
I have my height though.
Yeah, yeah. That's more relevant.
And I think also like they can see from my photos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah.
And then it comes to body type.
Oh my god, that's so personal.
Oh, it is. there is also an element here, like you can have do not show alternative on all of them. But so the ones that I can choose between is toned, average, large, muscular, slim, or stocky.
What the fuck is stocky?
Stocky means like kind of like a little bit bigger, but not fat. But just like a little bit filled in.
Okay, I've never heard that before.
So it's like a big guy.
Yeah.
But not necessarily fat guy.
No, like you're strong fat.
Yeah. Like large would be more fat than stocky.
Okay.
Because stocky, you feel like it's more like they're a little bit more set.
Right.
Yeah. Large is more fat.
Do you want me to answer what you want to put in there?
Yeah, you're going to help me put it in. So what should I put in?
I think you should say muscular.
Muscular. All right. I'm actually putting it in as well. So
nice.
And then it comes to positions. So the ones that I can choose out of here is top, versatile, verse bottom, or bottom.
Okay. Now you have to kind of explain this, right?
Yeah.
So let's start with top.
Top. So that means, or I'll explain both of them in the same time. Like top, it means like the one that normally is on top or would actually give or be the giver. And then the bottom is the receiver. So who puts in their dick in who?
Yeah.
Kind of. And then you have verse top is he prefers to be top most of the time, but he could also be bottom.
Okay.
And then versatile is like, I'll do 50-50.
Okay.
And then verse bottom is I can top, but I also like to bottom, but I'm most comfortable with bottoming. So I like to receive the most, or bottom, which is like I just want to be the bottom or just be given to.
Okay.
While top is just
top.
Top or just the giver.
Giver.
So we'll put it on, like, this, you can't help me with that much mood.
I'm sorry.
But I'll explain it. But I'll put in verse bottom. So that's me. Nice. And then ethnicity.
Wait.
Yeah.
We have to stop on this topic.
All right.
Just like a little bit.
Yeah.
Do a lot of people change their opinion? Or do you know, like, quite soon, you know, what you prefer?
Figuring it out. I think like a lot of people would assume straight away, like I would like this or that. Like I like to be top or bottom.
Initial thoughts.
Yeah. And then once you kind of get into it, you kind of start exploring it a little bit. And then you try, maybe you try to top. Sometimes you try to bottom a couple of times. And then you kind of like see, okay, where do I feel the most comfortable or most preferred? And then you kind of end up in somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So what about versatile? Like, is it just, like, from your experience, is it only, like, a small group of people who actually enjoys both? Or are most people versatile?
I think like most people, or not most, but a lot of people are versatile. Like they'll do both.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But I like it's either verse top or verse bottom or verse. Like those are the most common, I think.
Okay.
Just because like I'll do a little bit of each, but okay. I prefer this. But every once in a while, I'll do the other one.
Is that mostly to satisfy your partner, you think?
I think it's just to have fun with it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you'll get bored of it maybe. So then he's like, oh, let's change it up for a second.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It must be so cool to actually be able to do both things.
You know, you can.
Yeah.
You can peg your boyfriend if you like to.
I think that's great.
Or if he like to.
To peg.
Yeah.
You have to explain that.
So pegging is where a girl or a guy would have a dildo or like a strap on.
Yeah.
I mean, and then you, like a girl would take a guy instead.
Okay, right. So, you would change the roles in the act.
So then you'll, like, for example, with you and your boyfriend, then you would be the giver and he would be the receiver.
Right.
So then you can change it up and then you can take him in doggy.
That's definitely having fun with it.
Yeah. I mean, some guys are into it.
Yeah.
Or some straight guys are into it, I guess.
Yeah, of course. Makes sense.
I don't know. I've never been with those. So, ethnicity. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Let's move on.
Let's move on. Ethnicity, Asian, Black, Latino, Middle Eastern, mixed, Native American, white, South Asian, or other. Mm-hmm. Or I can choose do not show.
Okay. Yeah, nice.
So most of the time I've put in Asian or South Asian, just because I'm from Philippines. I can put in South Asian. That's more correct that way. Relationship status.
That's kind of cool. They like have a difference between Asian and South Asian and whatever. And anyways, like it's just nice that you can choose not to show it if you don't want to.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
Next one. Okay. This is the relationship status. Mm-hmm. It has a lot of
relationship status.
Yeah, it has a lot of options.
Okay, well stop. If you are in a relationship and you are on Grindr.
Yeah.
Do people use that to find someone to have a threesome with, or?
We'll get to it.
Okay, cool. So
let's go.
Very interesting. I'm excited.
Yeah. Here are my choices. Your choices.
Oh, wow. Okay. So the first one is like a candy bag.
Oh, it is. It's committed. Mm-hmm. Dating.
Committed. Still on Grindr.
Still on Grindr. But I'm committed.
I want to meet those people.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, sorry. Next one.
Engaged. Exclusive.
Oh my God, even better.
Married.
Oh my God.
Open relationship. Mm-hmm. Partnered or single. Mm.
Wow. So love it. Love it.
For me, it would be, of course, single. But I kind of assume you, from the look of your face, you have questions.
I have questions. I'm just... first off, let's just say that I think it's fantastic that you're like putting like the typical relationship status relationship with between two people.
Yeah.
Which is the most common to have between just two people. But you're like, it's just messing with it. It's just like throwing out there, hey, you know, you can do what the fuck ever you want.
Yeah. So and it's like, oh, I've talked to a lot of like because sometimes I forget to look at their relationship status and then I'm starting a conversation.
Assume. Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, and then I'll go into their profile and then I'm like, oh, you are married. Not gonna happen.
Hello.
But yeah,
because those are that's your preference. Like you don't want to mess with some married guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, why would I?
But why? Question: the people who are on a dating app who's still married, do they use it for finding new friends?
some do that.
So meeting people in new cities.
Meeting people in new cities.
If you're traveling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also there are a lot of straight men that are married but are on Grindr because they also...
They are straight, but...
Kind of straight. And I would say that with exclamation marks. Mm. But yeah. So then they'll meet guys on the app. Mm.
Okay.
I think a lot of us has gone and talked to a lot of these guys. But a funny story from this summer.
Okay.
Because I was out sailing.
Yeah.
And in one of the ports, because like whenever I'm traveling, I always pull up Grindr to see who is in the area.
Okay, who doesn't? Who is on the dating app?
Yeah,
right.
I mean, that's what you do.
Yeah.
So I pulled it up, and this couple started chatting with them, and I'm like, I have no idea, but it's just fun to see who's in the area.
Okay.
So they started sending me a message, and I like start engaging in a conversation with them. And I'm like,
but is this, you're talking about two different people?
No, it was like, they had one profile.
A couple.
Yeah. So they were married couple.
Gay couple? Or
gay couple.
Okay.
So they were like, having both of their photos or both of their faces in the photo.
Okay.
So it was like, obviously they were gay and they were married.
Yeah.
And I never really asked them what they were looking for. But
no.
They kind of just started a conversation.
Why didn't you?
Because we started talking and they were not my kind of. Guys kind of thing, like, but also like it was just fun to kind of engage in a conversation. And also we were on a sailboat and we didn't have a car, and I thought getting to the surf spot were like 10 kilometers to walk. So in my mind I was like, maybe we have some drivers here that can kind of like pick
Hell
us up at
yeah.
the pick us up at the boat and kind of come surfing with us ish kind of thing.
Which god, that's amazing.
Was the reason why I started in conversation with them.
Yeah, perfect.
So they invited us.
Getting services.
Yeah.
Hello.
So they initiated, like, they would come pick us up, drive us to the surf.
Wow.
We'll come for coffee at their house and waffles.
Yeah.
So it was so funny because we did that. They picked us up at a harbor.
Right.
Drove us home to their house.
You're with two other friends?
Oh, with one other friend.
One other friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I thought we were just going to go surfing.
Mm-hmm.
But then he was like, no, as he picked us up, he was like, no, we made waffles and they're already ready. And we were like...
Oh, you can't say no to that.
Can't say no to that. Like, okay.
Norwegian waffles.
Norwegian waffles. So we kind of like, okay, let's go for waffles then. So we went for waffles.
But down. You were actually ready to surf?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and we had like
no.
our surfboard. Oh, we weren't in our wetsuits yet, but like we had our boards with us and everything.
Like mentally you're prepared.
Yeah.
Then you have to eat.
Yeah. Mm. And then we like, but once we drove past the wave, it was like, oh, it wasn't pumping.
Okay.
So we're like, okay, let's just go for waffles.
Fine.
So we went for waffles, had a chat with them, but then it's like starting to get late. And I was like, I think we might gonna have to go surfing.
Right.
And they were, I could see on their face, they were like, they thought it was so much fun, like finally meeting some other gay people. Well, and I was the only gay. Yeah, because they were living,
they
like,
were living
so
on a...
remotely.
Oh.
So it's like, they were like,
okay.
Oh, there's finally another gay person here. Oh, fun.
Wow.
So
let's invite him in.
Yeah.
Kidnap him or whatever.
So I think that for them, it was just like having the app to meet people.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it was fun.
Oh, that's a great story.
Yeah.
But okay, did you end up going surfing?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And we had and it started pumping once we got back. So it was like, it was really good for us to actually wait those the extra hour. Yeah.
Just 1 hour?
So true. They talked a lot.
So do you.
True. But it was a funny, like, just getting invited for waffles with this random gay couple that I met on Grindr.
That's so cool.
Funny.
I love
that
story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is the interesting one. I think for you.
Okay, so the ones we've talked about are not interesting so far. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. This is
Let's
where
move on.
This is where it's going to get fun.
Mm-hmm.
My tribes. So.
Okay.
Do you know what that is?
No.
So tribes is more like explaining your look or your preferences.
Wow. From the other...
Not your preferences, but like how in what kind of like tribe that you are kind of considering yourself in. Not the ones that you are attracted to, but what you consider yourself as.
Okay, okay, okay.
So the choices that I have here is bear, clean cut, daddy, discreet, geek, jock, leather, otter, posh, rugged, trans, twink, and sober.
Oh, wow. These are great words. Okay, we talked a little bit about this before we started recording, but... Yeah. Can we just go through all of them, please? Yeah. I think this is so great.
So, bear.
Yeah.
Which is like, yeah.
Like the animal?
Like the animal. Mm-hmm. This is a guy that is a little bit bigger and mm-hmm. is hairy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Easy.
Not you.
Not me.
Yeah.
Clean cut is more like one that looks like clean shaved and it's like also muscular, toned muscle-wise. Like
doesn't have any body hair.
Yeah.
Or maybe has it, but shaves it off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, he looks clean.
Mm-hmm. Kind of. Does that go for smell, too? Does this person smell clean?
Doesn't consider it. Like, he doesn't put in smelling, but you would assume.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Cool. So, clean cut is just like a well-trained person that is also with not a lot of facial hair.
It's like a buff baby face.
Yeah. Hmm. You could say. Hmm. And then you have daddy.
Yep.
Which is an older man.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's like age only?
That's just age.
Okay.
You could also be silver daddy. It doesn't have as an option. But if you're a silver daddy, then you're older with gray hair. Oh. Yeah.
Like silver fox in a gay version.
Yeah. Cool. Kind of. Yeah. Discreet. Which is meaning? Meaning that you're not necessarily open about your sexuality with everyone.
Okay.
So you would prefer not people calling you out or like,
yeah.
That's why you don't have a face photo there in the beginning, but you might get it later.
Okay.
And so on. Oh. Yeah. So discreet is like play it on the don't allow. DL.
Is it like usually a certain range of age? Is it like very young or very old?
No.
Who would put themselves in discreet? Or is it like
everyone?
Everyone, yeah.
People that haven't come out yet or people that are unsure of their sexuality or just trying to figure themselves out or, yeah. Okay. Or people that are in a relationship.
Mm, okay. Well, nice. Yeah. Good option.
And it is a nice option. And also like, if I've seen it a lot, like especially or not necessarily, but like once I'm traveling, like people that are into a religion or living like
culturally
more restrained, they would also put discreet and like, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So that could also really be a safety thing. Yeah.
Yeah. For sure.
Geek is also like it's a just nerdy? A geek. Yeah. Nerdy. Yeah. Nerdy kid that is like likes nerdy stuff. I mean, awesome. Gaming and stuff. Yeah.
You have to have glasses to be in that.
That's why I was like thinking, should I say that or is that like too much? But yeah, like, and also I think likes the indoor stuff more than the outdoor stuff.
Yeah, of course, because like a lot of things like just automatically comes into these categories.
Yeah.
When it comes to hobbies or
hobbies, yeah.
Lifestyle.
Yeah. So geek would be cool. Like that. And then you have a jock, which is also like a well-trained person with a lot of muscle, but are more into sports.
Okay. Yeah.
Or it looks like they would be into sport. Doesn't necessarily have to do it, but
might have done it before.
Yeah.
But no longer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jock. And then you have leather.
Okay. Yes. What is this?
And people that likes to wear leather and are into wearing
during
leather.
A sexual act or
both
whenever.
In and out.
Okay.
Yeah. So
in and out.
Oh yes. You would see like a lot of them like on their photos they would have like leather vest or leather pants and yeah.
Okay.
Not my type. So I don't know if the pants comes off or not. But I've seen get opened in some way. But there are also pants without like the that is like carved out the openings.
Yeah.
So you can have like leather pants from the thighs down. Mm. Kind of.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Mm. Like cowboy boots or I don't know.
Yeah.
I think like cowboys, like in some movies, I think I've seen like them wear regular like blue jeans.
Yeah.
But then have the leather
on top of it. That. Yeah. So if you just take away the blue jeans and just have that.
Yes.
But in perfect a black image. Leather Mm-mm-mm. without the side things.
So like my initial thought here is kinky.
Yeah. I would think.
Do you agree?
Yeah.
Or in my opinion, kinky. But like, you know, into leather stuff that yeah. kind of goes down the
whip
little road of toys.
Whipping and toys and handcuffs. Yes. Yeah. I would assume. But you could also be into like whips and handcuffs without being into leather.
Okay. Yeah.
Just saying.
Perfect. Yeah. Very well explained.
And then we have otter, mm-hmm. which is like, you know, when we had bears, they were like big and hairy.
Yes.
Otter is just a skinny version.
Sorry, I'm laughing. I just love the animal kingdom use of words to describe things here.
I mean, an otter is tinier than a bear.
And it's hairy.
And it's still hairy all over. So, yeah.
Perfect.
And then you have paws.
Yeah.
P-O-Z.
Ooh, okay.
Which is just positive. Which means that you are tested positive for HIV.
Yes. Okay.
But you could also be positive and be undetected, which most people that are testing have tested positive would be at some point during their medication. Mm-hmm. But they're positive.
Yeah. So this is for HIV and AIDS or?
Yeah. So it's just
both goes under that category.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also one we'll come a little bit later to it, but there is also an option of to put in your last tested date. But we'll get to it later.
Yeah, fine.
Rugged. Ooh. Which is just rugged, like scruffy man that is probably like a little how would I say it? Like filled in potential.
When it comes to body mass.
Yeah. Like all of this is just body mass. But filled in, but not necessarily fat, but not necessarily well-defined muscle-wise, but possibly are strong, but also like a three-day beard.
Oh, okay. Very interesting. So now this is just cool because it is kind of like when we talked about the body type.
Yeah.
What was that one called again?
Muscular? Or no. Stocky?
Stocky.
Yeah, it wouldn't be stocky necessarily because stocky is a little bit more fat, but it could be kind of down the same line. But it's also rugged. It's like a little bit more rough looking. Stocky could still be like clean cut. Clean shaved.
Clean shaved, but rugged. Rugged is more, you know, like the 3-day beard.
Yeah.
Or like is it more like a lumberjack type of guy?
Yeah, more like a lumberjack.
When it comes to appearance.
Yeah.
But also body.
Yeah. Where you would think like a handsome lumberjack.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. But stocky is a bit more.
Fat. Yeah.
Cool. Or.
I mean,
super cool.
And then you have trans.
Yep.
Which is just trans.
which is just trans.
which is meaning someone in transition.
Yes.
Could go either FTM or M2F.
Okay. Female to male or male to female.
Correct. Yeah. Cool.
But would people who have already done the surgery or...
Gone through gender corrections.
Yes. Would they put on trans?
Some might, some might not.
Okay.
Depending on what they like, I think.
You can choose.
Yeah, you can choose. Yeah. Then we have twink.
Mm-hmm. Which is?
Which is just a young, always a young, well-trained, skinny dude.
Kind of like you.
Kind of like me 20 years ago.
Okay. Well, you still look young.
I still look young, but I'm not.
Yeah.
But like, well-trained young person. Mm-hmm. And then you have sober.
Sober.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which means that you like to engage in sexual activity without any alcohol or drugs.
Oh, nice.
So you like prefer to be in contact with sober.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting that has to be a category.
Yeah.
I think, from my opinion.
Yeah. But then you have like a lot of people doing like poppers or just plain alcohol, or like, I don't like to have sex when you are under the influence of alcohol. Like if you had a beer, then, or they don't like to have, because they might have struggled with an addiction earlier. So that means like, if you put it in there, you're also like, don't ask me out for a beer.
Yeah, right.
Kind of thing, because
I've
struggled before.
Okay.
Kind of.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit easier to kind of know. I mean, you can choose up to 3 categories here.
Oh, underneath, like on the sober one?
No, under the tribes. So like of all of these that we've gone through, I can choose up to 3 if I'd like to.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. That it's not just necessarily one.
So you can be like clean cut daddy or clean cut twink. Or no, maybe not necessarily twink.
You can't be a clean cut bear. No. Sorry, doesn't work.
That doesn't go together.
Or a clean cut rugged?
Yeah.
Doesn't work either.
Maybe not. Like then you would be a clean shaved lumberjack.
But then, which is weird.
Which is just weird because then you'd just be clean cut. Yeah. So that's our tribe. So that was all for the stats.
Okay.
And then it comes
Very nice.
Yeah. And then it comes to expectations.
Mm-hmm.
So then I have like 3 options here, or 3 things that we have to go through. It's what I'm looking for is the first. So I could choose between chat, dates, friends, networking, relationship, or right now.
Okay.
Or I can choose all of
Right now means do me right now.
Yeah. Like I just want to have sex.
Yeah.
Or blowjobs or whatever.
Mm.
But you just want to get in and out.
Yeah. And most people use that category or no?
Right now or like...
No, like in general.
A lot of people would put in like what they're looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just because like if you're actually looking for a relationship or if you're looking for just right now, it's 2 different conversations.
Difference. Yeah.
Yeah.
And chat is just chatting?
Yeah, just chatting. Like.
Oh, nice.
I just like to chat with people on the app.
Yeah.
Which.
Sharing experiences.
Yeah. Talking about different things or just having like an online community. Mm. I don't know if anyone's really actually just using it for as an online community kind of thing, but who knows?
Because there are other online communities that you could be a part of.
I don't know, like Facebook or Instagram. Really
exist. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, some people might use this as a chatting place. I don't know.
Yeah. The geeks probably.
I don't use it as a chatting place or necessarily just as a chatting place. It's more like going into a date or something. Yeah.
And then I guess most people use it for that.
Yeah. Or hooking up.
Yeah.
Most people are using it for hooking up.
Yeah.
Like even someone is like.
The in and out
category. Yeah. The right now.
Right now, sorry.
Yeah. Because most people are like, relationship here? No, this is a fucking app.
Why?
Because
just because like, people use it as that?
It's traditionally been used as that. Like you pull up Grindr and then you just get whoever's the closest, like I said, 50 or 100 closest people around you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of can filter it out and see who's around you that you would like. And then you get the distance and then... You hit them up and meet up. Which is the next one. Meet at. And then you can say, we can meet at my place, your place, bar, coffee shop, or restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So if you, this is also coming into if you can host or not.
Ooh.
Like if you, can you have people coming over to your place or not?
Yeah.
Which like, is a nice way of telling your expectations.
Hmm.
Or I don't leave my place. You have to come to me because I don't want to go outside of the comfort of my own house.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
So then you would just put down my place.
A lot of, like that says a lot on what you put in that category, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Or if you put in like a coffee shop and have searching for dates, then you know it's like, this guy is like, or bar and coffee shops. Then you're like, oh, this guy is up for like actually just meeting and having a chat and see where it goes.
Okay. Yeah. So that could lead to like relationship.
It could lead to a relationship or right. just a hookup.
Yeah, yeah.
But you'll start off like a little bit more not as intense, or like you would actually have a conversation before you get down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people that put on right now and have both meet me at my place or your place. Mm-hmm. And they would just like come and go to the person's house or like meet up at the different houses or... And then just like not necessarily a conversation, just kind of like start kissing in the door and then kind of go on with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if that's the expectation of both parts, then...
It's fine.
Yeah.
Right?
It's easier to just do it that way than having to figure it out as you see this person.
It is. And if both are like wanting just a right now meetup, I mean... Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
As long as adult, both are over 16 and consenting to it.
Yeah, important.
Just had to put it in.
Very important.
And then I think this one is the funniest one. Accepts NSFW pics. NSFW.
NSFW. I'm writing it down.
Not safe for work. So you know how like a lot of girls like complains about getting dick pics all the time.
Yes,
I mean I get a lot of dick pics as well, but if I put down like accepts it or doesn't accept it, then you're kind of giving the other ones like I don't want your dick pic, or I will gladly have your dick pic sent over to me, kind of. Yeah. So I kind of like that they put in this option as a way of doing it.
That's so great.
Just because, like,
not safe for work. Oh, amazing.
Yeah. So that one is kind of fun.
Do you like to send dick pics?
No.
Do you like receiving them?
I think it's funny. Like, it doesn't do that much.
Funny.
Yeah.
In one way.
You know how, like, here the other day, today was, like, I suddenly had, like, 14 new messages from one guy, and it was all dick pics.
Wow.
And I'm like...
From different situations or...
Most of them taken like in the same...
Different angles.
Same angles, but probably in different settings. But yeah. And I'm like...
But 14?
14. I think it
That's
was 14.
A lot.
And I was like... Or it was like one laying down, one in front of a mirror, one in the hall. Yeah, like different locations in a house kind of thing.
I'm very hard when I walk around the house.
Yeah, and some hard, some relaxed. So it's like
you
a little
can
bit.
Tell you if
can
it was a shower or a grower.
Yeah, yeah. So you have like
very
all
very nice.
So and some with face, some without face. I didn't go through them necessarily this much, but yeah. So I was
you,
like,
but you enjoy seeing that?
I started laughing.
You laugh.
I'm like, oh, this is funny. Like, look at this. I got the... And then I show to everyone.
No!
Like, I got dick pics. You want to see? I mean...
But do you laugh because it's a funny thing to do? Not that the penis is funny.
Not that the penis is funny or the person is funny. It's just like you... Like because I haven't asked for it.
Yeah.
Like we are not... like
you just got it.
I just... Like without saying anything, he just sends me 14 dick pics.
Yeah.
Which I think, like, why would you do that? That is kind of funny.
I think he thinks he has a really nice cock.
Most likely, I think so. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, good on you, buddy. Mm-hmm. But, it, like, I'm like, ooh, I want to get on that right now at 12 o'clock during the day.
That's kinda, your thoughts.
Yeah. Like, oh, I don't want to get on to that. Like, and that's why I'm thinking, like, but then they might think, like, the people that send it's like, ooh, he... is going to get on to this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of. And I have no idea what they're thinking.
No.
But I think it's like a little bit different if you are in a relationship or in a conversation with someone that you talked a little bit with and then start sending nudes to each other. It's a little bit different story.
I agree. Like, to me, at least, that would, you know, turn me on if, like, that's a dick I know.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that's a dick I want.
Yeah.
Not just a dick.
Yeah. Without that, a face from a person you don't ever have chatted with.
You don't ask for it. You just like get a dick in your face.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, hello. Okay. Thank you. And
I think if you're like in a conversation with someone and then like, oh, should we send some nudes? Like that would be fun.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And then it's like, oh, yeah. Then you're kind of like, oh.
Yeah. While you're chatting.
Yeah, while you're chatting. Yeah. And you kind of get like, you're playing with each other, kind of like teasing each other.
Mm.
But getting it right off the bat, like not even ask for it.
Like you didn't even get a hello. It was just a dick.
I think, like, let me pull it up.
It's kind of brutal. I'm sorry. Like, I don't want to disrespect the dick, but it's like, the vagina is brutal too. If you just get it like in your face and you didn't ask for it at noon on a Thursday.
So the last guy that sent me this, he regretted it and then deleted the whole thing.
But it is kind of sad that it is brutal. But that's a different conversation.
Yeah. Let me see. Get back here. No, he deleted all his messages. So.
Oh, so you can do that.
You can do.
Mm.
Which is a good thing.
Good safety.
But like, yeah.
Maybe he regretted it.
Oh yeah, he's.
He didn't get the response he wanted.
Because I didn't respond at all. Poor thing.
Well. His choice.
Yeah, I mean, he could have let up for something else, and maybe we'd get into something.
Yeah. Did you put that on expectations?
No, I've put in. Oh, what should I put in? Dates.
Okay, nice.
And relationships.
Okay, and what about the NSFW?
Oh, I have mine. I can have never, not at first, or yes, please are the options that I can choose.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll put not at first, just for the fun of it.
Okay. But this was a first.
This was a first.
Yeah.
Also because I use my phone a lot in work, which is not safe for work.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you have notifications on for Grindr?
Not anymore. Okay. I learned my lesson.
Oh, God. Did something happen?
I was. I had a presentation with some clients. And then and I was showing my screen on the monitor. And I was like walking through on my presentation. And then it just jumps in 4 Grindr messengers. And I'm like, oh, Lord.
Oh, no. And these are like random people that you're holding the presentation to? Or?
It was my clients.
Oh. Right.
So I'm like, I'm working with these guys and trying to be like professional.
Yeah. And you don't have to have like your love life out there.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Luckily, it just comes in like a new message received.
Oh.
So it doesn't like.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. The dick pics doesn't come up then. But I'm like, whew.
That is good.
So wipe that one up. Like,
we did not.
I know one of the girls in the meeting, she was laughing so hard. She's like, oh. I see you're popular. I'm like, of course I am.
Nice.
But it was funny.
Well played.
Yeah, I got that one through.
Oh, sweet.
Okay, so the next one that is we have to go through is identity.
Mm-hmm.
So the first one is gender. There are
interesting category.
Oh, it is. Mm. So it's man, or they put it into like 3 different ones, which is called man, woman, and non-binary.
Yeah.
So for man, I can be man, cis man, trans man, or custom man, which I have no. Oh, that's just you can make your own identity.
So you can customize.
Yeah, like custom. You can just like instead of if you're cis man, trans man, or you can say you're a cat. So you have man, cis man, and trans man. So cis man is like you identify as the gender you were born as in.
Born this way?
Born this way. So but you can have man or cis man, whatever you would like to
do.
But so I put in cis man. But you can have the same thing for woman, like woman, cis woman, or trans woman.
Mm-hmm.
And for non-binary, you can have non-binary, non-confirming, queer, cross-dresser. So non-binary is where you don't identify either as a man or a woman.
Okay.
So the pronouns for them would be they, them.
Yes.
Non-confirming. Not quite sure here, but I'm guessing like they're not, haven't confirmed any of their genders.
Mm.
Queer is just like, you don't need to know my gender. I'm just queer.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Which is... Yeah, and cross-dresser is more like I cross-dress. Like if I were a man and dressed as a woman, I could put in cross-dresser, but I wouldn't necessarily put in trans. Because trans
yes.
and cross-dresser dressing is two different things.
Not the same thing. Yeah.
So for me, I'll put in cis man. And then you can you put it in your pronouns. So you can have he, him, his, she, her, hers, they, them, theirs.
Yeah.
Or you can make your custom.
All right. And those were kind of like the three big different categories. Yeah.
So then you do put in that if you'd like to. You can also have do not show in this if you don't like to.
Do you think that there are like good options on Grindr? Like they've kind of like covered the whole ground?
For me, I think like they covered a lot of grounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's probably
But yours is pretty easy though.
Mine is pretty easy. So like, I don't know like if some... But I think like Grindr is also listening to the community.
Okay. That's very nice.
I'm not going to say if they do or not, but like it seems like they're...
Seems like it.
Adjusting as we kind of go along.
Okay. Yeah, so you've seen like the transition of the app like evolving.
Yeah.
Having more categories or...
Yeah. Adding on more, like once the non-binary more people came out as non-binary, they started added pronouns.
Nice.
They added the cis man, or before it was just man and woman kind of thing. And then they put in cis man. Because you wanted to tell people like you were born as a man and that's still what you identify as. Yeah.
It's really great that they have like, it. To me, it just sounds like they takes everyone under their wing.
Yeah.
Or like respects everyone.
Respecting everyone and like trying to have everyone feeling.
I guess that's
feeling.
What I'm trying to say is that it sounds like it respects like everyone and wants to have something for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah,
which is really nice.
And the second to the last category is sexual health.
Yeah,
which is where you can put in your HIV status.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have do not show. You can put in negative on prep, positive and positive undetectable.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So for me, it's negative because I've been tested, and last time it was negative. And there's a lot of people.
And you can put in the date on when that was?
Yeah, so the next one is last tested date, and then you will enter in a date.
Okie dokie.
So then, and then you choose the photos that you want to put up there. Yeah, so nice. Now we set up my Grindr profile.
Okay.
Great. Awesome. Thank you. So maybe one day we'll see if I can actually get some response.
And not just 14 dick pics at noon.
Classic.
Oh, that's so great.
Great. That's it for today's episode, I guess. And then we'll see you in 2 weeks again.
Okay.
Perfect. See you later. Bye.